Please rise.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the August 30th worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Ryan Featon. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 525, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Hymn number 525 found in the Lutheran service book. Joanne Marlin is sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in honor of her daughter Brenda Miller's 50th birthday. David and Roseanne Kors are sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in loving memory of Roseanne's sister, Suzanne Lolling.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will
and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue with the responsive psalm. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering.
Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind.
For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness.
I do not sit with men in falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites.
I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked.
I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord,
proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all your wondrous deeds.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men,
in whose hands are evil devices, and whose right hands are full of bribes.
But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me.
My foot stands on level ground. In the great assembly, I will bless the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us to know your Son, Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may boldly confess him to be the Christ, and steadfastly walk in that way which leads to eternal life, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading. The Old Testament reading for this, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. It's taken from the book of Jeremiah, the 15th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. O Lord, you know. Remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of revelers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because your hand was upon me, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you, for I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the Lord's Prayer, what is the introduction?
Our Father, who art in heaven.
What does this mean?
With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that He is our true Father, and that we are His true children, so that with all wholeness and confidence, we may ask Him as dear children ask their dear Father.
The epistle reading from Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord! This shall never happen to you. But he turned to Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. And Jesus told his disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the Gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father,
by whom all things were made,
who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory, to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 566, By Grace I'm Saved, hymn number 566 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
The sermon text this morning taken from today's gospel reading. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If someone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and continue to follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ of God. Amen. Today before us, four young men will take their confirmation vows. And on such a day as today, all of us who have taken our confirmation vows should once again reconsider them, should once again think about them, think about what we have promised to do, what we have taken an oath on our honor to do, and the confession of faith that we have made a promise to adhere to. Of course, we know that we have fallen in some ways, that we have not kept those vows, but we have also repented of our sins, and we have been forgiven our sins. And such is the Christian life. Such will be your lives, gentlemen, your lives. One time, I guess, or once upon a time, or at one time, confirmation vows, maybe they sounded like a mere formality, something that we went through and it was nice and our family gathered together and we said them and then we moved on. Maybe they weren't taken all that seriously. The church held a place of prominence in society. Wednesday was set aside for the church. There were no club sports on Sundays to compete with your loyalty and your allegiance. Now those days are gone and past. And even we who deplore those things can't wait to get to Cracker Barrel after church. So somebody has to work. Western culture that once flourished in medicine and science and civil rights under Christianity now has become antagonistic to Christianity. And the world no longer wants tolerance, but it wants approval. Approval in many areas that the church just cannot give. We cannot and we will not sanction the killing of babies in the womb. We will stand and always stand for the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. These are our stands, and for those stands and other stands, the Orthodox Church is approaching a point where it will not be tolerated. Like the world of the ancients, when no one bothered to think about it, if anybody held many gods and worshipped many gods. But it was the Christian insistence on an exclusive allegiance to Jesus that gave rise to persecution. So does it appear that such days will return. If you can hold many truths at once, you're fine. But if you stand on the exclusive truth of Jesus Christ, you're not fine. You are guilty of hating and being wicked. Today, even our own children, the children of the church, are turning their backs on their Savior. They're rejecting a belief in a Creator and following the ways of the worldlings. Some have left their confirmation vows to follow the false teachings of other church bodies. Some have fallen for the religion of science. They have opted for choosing God's gift of reason over God's gift of revelation. And if the baptized are doing such things, then what of those who have no allegiance to Christ? How will they treat us? And you, young men, how will they treat you, who today publicly pledge your allegiance and your lives to the God who created you and to the Christ who died and rose again for you and to the Holy Spirit who enlightens you with his gifts and to the church which proclaims these things? You see, today, you young men are taking a vow to follow in the way of the cross. And by extension, each of us have taken that vow or are on our path to taking that vow. But what is the way of the cross? The way of the cross is the way of seeming defeat. Didn't it appear that way to Peter? Pulling Jesus off to the side and telling his master, "No, no, it won't be that way for you. Heaven forbid that you go to Jerusalem and die." And Peter and the other disciples right now couldn't get past the dying part, and apparently they couldn't hear the rising from the dead part. And Peter was trying to dictate to Jesus how Jesus would save the world. And Jesus turned to him and said, "Away from me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me." Because the way of the cross is a way of seeming defeat. It appeared that Jesus would not succeed in his mission. He would not succeed because the people were thinking of worldly success. But that wasn't success as far as God is concerned. Jesus would go to Jerusalem. Jesus would suffer there in Jerusalem. Jesus would die on a cross, on a hill called Golgotha. Jesus would be laid in a tomb, dead. Jesus would rise again on the third day. That's God's plan. A human plan? A human plan would be to raise an army. A human plan would be to conquer the world. That's not God's plan. Jesus must yield to those who oppose him. He must suffer the fate of unjust suffering on our part. And only by Jesus suffering and dying will people be saved from sin and death. After his death, he will rise victorious. That's how it's going to go down for Jesus. And it can't be changed. Those who follow Jesus are taking a vow to follow Jesus on this exact same path, the one he walked. We will bear our crosses. And the first cross that you and I are going to bear is ourselves. The first enemy that we will face is ourselves. Because we're all infected with original sin. And because of that, we must deny ourselves. We must quit thinking and desiring that God's way of dealing with the world conform to the way that we would do it. Why doesn't God show up and fix evil? Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't God stop children from dying? Why does God not abolish suffering? To deny ourselves means that we will not assume or expect that God's way of doing things is going to line up with our way of doing things. That God's way of working in the world will not conform to our version of success and glory and victory. We must also crucify the flesh. What does that mean? It means we often want to be in charge, especially in the church and over our brothers and sisters in Christ. Because living in each and every disciple of Christ is a dark conviction that can destroy unity and do untold damage to the name and the proclamation of Jesus Christ. Put me in charge and I will set things right. Ambition in the church, comparison, and criticism are all the ways of exalting oneself rather than denying oneself. But the way of Jesus is the way of humble obedience. It is the way of submission to the will of another. Every Christian must confront the darkness within, and every Christian must deny that darkness within themselves. For if anyone wants to follow Jesus, let him deny himself. And then in general, the daily struggle with sin and the self-denial is a form of taking up the cross, but more specifically, a believer will come up against the evil of the world, and sometimes the outright malice of the world. Gentlemen, you need to be prepared for that. It will come in ways that you don't expect, or it will come in ways that you see coming 100 miles away. But it's going to come, and it's going to come for you and at you. The malice of the world. But by putting aside the desire for power, a Christian will open themselves up to attacks. They'll open themselves up to shame. A Christian will open themselves up to harm. It just depends on the circumstances, on how things are going to go down for you. Being a Christian is not easy, and it's not necessarily popular either. But this is your vow today to bear your cross and to follow Jesus. And as these young men take their confirmation vows today, I ask that not just they, but each and every one of us consider well the vow that we have taken or will take, depending on your age. For a promise is something very solemn. A little book written in 1939, confirmation book called Remember, puts it this way. Even among men who have no faith in God, a promise is a solemn thing. Men and women who break their promises are universally distrusted and despised, and they have no place in the company of honorable men. Your confirmation vows are the highest and the holiest promise you have ever made or will make. When your pastor spoke to you, he was standing in the place of God. You are making a promise to the Most High. You are entering into a covenant with God Himself. Never again, not so long as you live, will you make a promise that is more solemn than your confirmation vows. It was an either-or promise. Either you keep it and you are blessed in this world and the world to come, or you break it and you are lost for time and eternity. It will make or break your life from now on. Remember, too, that it was not a promise made in private or before a single person. Think of all those who were listening as you took your confirmation vows. Your pastor was listening, and the pastor must give a report to God on the day of judgment that you kept your vows or you broke your vows. Your parents and your friends are listening, hoping and praying that you would never forget. And above them all, invisible but surely present, was your Savior Himself, who died on the cross in order that you might be able to make your confirmation vow. Only because He has forgiven you all your sins and will continue to forgive them until you die, could you have the tremendous strength to stand up before all of the world and all of the hosts of heaven on the day of your confirmation and cast your lot in with Jesus forever. May you forget everything else before you forget your confirmation vows. Perhaps there will be men and women in your life who will forget a promise you made to them. God never forgets. Even on the last day, when heaven and earth shall pass away, he will ask you before his throne on high concerning the vow you made before his altar on earth. And therefore, gentlemen, all of us, remember. Remember well. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds, the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us all rise for prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that our lives would be shaped by your cross. We pray that we, when necessary, take up our appointed crosses, that dying to self, we might live for you. We pray that we would seek not victory in our lives according to human standards, but rather form our wills to your will, finding victory in humility. We pray that if persecution comes, we be granted the spiritual, mental, and physical courage to bear up under the assaults of Satan, and in doing so, bring glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Savior of the world, hear our prayers for these young men who will take their confirmation vows this day. We know that without Christ and the operation of the Holy Spirit, we cannot keep our confirmation vows. Be with us, we pray. Strengthen our ties to the church and embolden our confession of faith so that our confirmands and we each will be faithful unto death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty God, you have commanded that we obey our parents and other authorities. Please, we pray you, O God, engender in our populace a spirit of obedience to those in authority, especially to our law enforcement officers and to the court system. May justice continue to wear a blindfold and enforce the law impartially across the entire spectrum of society. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, our country has taken a beating this year. The pandemic, with storms crushing crops in the Midwest, fires in the West, hurricanes in the South. We ask that such natural disasters, that the earth would still produce an abundance of food for our tables, and that our populace would be fed. Accordingly, we heartily implore you that we would receive rain, Lord. For even though you have given us technology to create drought-resistant crops, our crops are still burning. They need water, O Lord, water that falls from the skies. Grant that to us, O Lord. Protect our crops, provide a bountiful harvest. Keep our farmers safely about their business. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, you are the author of life and the giver of our days and our times and our seasons. We thank you this day that later this week, Darris Knauer will celebrate his 90th birthday. Thank you, O Lord, for the many years you have given him and the blessings you have given him therein, the blessings of wife and children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but most especially that blessing of faith in Christ and eternal life in his Savior Jesus. Keep your hand upon Darius. Give him many more years, O Lord, to celebrate your grace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
We pray, dear God, for all of those who are sick and in need of health. Especially this day, do we pray for Keith Rose's mother-in-law, as she has suffered several heart attacks this weekend and is in ICU. We pray for Kina, as she is by her mother's side, asking that you would give them the grace to say, "Thy will be done." Assure them of your presence, keep them under your almighty care, and grant them, O Lord, that peace that passes all understanding. All of this we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior. Amen. Amen. We continue now with the singing of the offertory. Congregation to please be seated as our confirmands step forward. Porter? Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have been baptized. You have been catechized in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, then answer, "Yes, I do." Do you renounce the devil? If so, then answer, "Yes, I renounce him."
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works? If so, then answer, "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways? If so, then answer, "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?
Yes.
I believe in God the Father Almighty. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ,
his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes,
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the Scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
Do you intend to hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, then answer, I do by the grace of God.
I do by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the Word of God, in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? If so, then answer, I do by the grace of God.
I do by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, then answer, I do by the grace of God.
I do by the grace of God.
We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith. You have been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Eli, will you please step forward? Elijah David Boyd. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. Dawson Allen McConnell. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might he increases strength. Even youths shall be faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. Peyton John Schwantz. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Porter William Schwantz. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8, 31 and 32. Let us rise for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, We thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these, your sons, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism you have united your children in the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by his blood. Renew in them the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance, with the faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of Satan and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort only in him, learning from this sacrament to love you and their neighbor, and to bear their cross with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of their bodies to life immortal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Gentlemen, if you would please step back against the pew. We continue now with the preface as found printed in our order of worship. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on weekends at 10 and 5 and on weekdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946. Or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Let us rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 582. God's Word is Our Great Heritage. Number 582 in the Lutheran Service Book. In a moment, our confirmands will leave first. Gentlemen, our Sunday school superintendent, Mrs. Meyer, is in the back and does have gifts from the congregation for you, so she'll have those for you. You may congratulate the young men as you exit, families of the confirmands and guests, if you'd like to stay in here for pictures. The boys will be coming right back in after everybody exits to take pictures. After the pictures are taken, then we will clean the church proper down. May the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.